K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, we are fast approaching the big hundo. Currently at 92 podcasts.
Yeah, I know. And it's a lot of pressure to do something for the 100th show. But can we just state that we're doing nothing?
Putting it on record now.
And if we do something, it's a bonus. So
that's
good. What your mum says.
Good, yeah. Never expect anything. And if you get it, it is an added bonus.
Exactly right.
An added bonus is this podcast is going to be a ripper, this one. I can feel it.
Unbelievable.
Can you feel it?
Look, it's in my bones.
No, that's me touching you under the table.
Ooh, I did say
did
bone.
Did you feel that?
I did say bone.
Hey, you are weird. look, on the podcast, though, I'm going to be telling you why you probably shouldn't be stealing. I came to the story with what I thought was a pretty good story.
Yes.
You'd heard it before.
Yes.
And I ended up apologising because of how bad it was.
And that's probably sums up our show pretty well.
If we can recognise that it's bad, we'll own it and we'll apologise.
Exactly right. Also, Andy, I went to the footy last weekend with a mutual friend and it didn't exactly go the way that I'd planned it to.
Enjoy. We want to know how much did you find? Because 11-year-old Jack over in the UK, Manchester, was walking past an ATM, apparently mashed a couple of keys, out came £400. His mum said, look, you need to return it to the supermarket. Mm. And then the supermarket gave him a $10 gift card for his honesty.
Ridiculous.
And then a fundraiser was set up for Jack. He raised over £460. And then Jack's mum again said, all donations have and will be refunded. So poor Jack is getting absolutely nothing out of this.
If I was Jack, the advice I'd give him, where are they? In England.
Manchester.
Okay, he's probably not listening. But Jack, if I was you, mate, set up a Facebook account. Yeah. Get your BSB and account details on there.
Do it behind your mum's back.
Oh, absolutely. People will forget about you one day. So take advantage of it while you can.
You were saying earlier, you found $50.
No, mum found $50.
At the Cryo.
Cry Village.
Yep.
Took it to the bank. They held onto it for 3 months, unclaimed, and it went into her account. So, you know, good on it.
Yeah.
She got $50.
But she would have got $50 3 months earlier.
Exactly
had she not
right.
said anything.
And there's no interest on it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not giving you interest.
I once found $50 at room 99 at the bar. Did the right thing, looked up, asked my mates, hey, has anyone lost any money? Everyone looks. $50 at room 99, that's a solid night.
Do you remember how we used to say that to make a story interesting?
No, I found $50. That's right. And then I found $50. All right, 52232955. Now, caller one, you know who you are. Did you want to remain anonymous or are you happy to say who you are?
Happy to say who I am.
Oh, Ricky from Newcombe.
There you are, Rick.
Good morning.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good.
Very
how are you?
Well.
Oh, yeah, not too bad.
That's the way. What happened? How much did you find?
I was actually up in Manly at this stage. It was about 10, 15 years ago, walking past a hell of a lot of Commonwealth ATMs. I went, how funny would it be if I found some money in here?
Oh.
And actually found $500.
Oh, no, you didn't! $500 in the ATM.
How did you find that?
Just hanging out. I stood there for about 10, 15 minutes, waiting for someone to come back.
Yeah.
No one come back. The bank was shut. Well, I had a bloody good night.
Oh, my God. These bloody Sydney siders and too much money. They're leaving cash in the ATM.
Oh, I absolutely love that.
That is a ripper.
Obviously, and did the right thing. Hung around for a little bit, made sure.
That's not the right thing. The right thing was waiting and then spending it on a night out. That is brilliant, Ricky.
All right, 52232955. Caller two, you know who you are. Do you want to remain anonymous or are you happy to say who you are?
Hello. Call number two.
No, sorry, Rob from Torquay.
There you go. Anonymous isn't the thing for this morning. It's all good.
Okay, perfect.
New Year's Eve, 2006 in Ocean Grove. Woke up the next morning, walked past a little planter box. Inside the planter box was a wallet with $5,000 in it.
No!
Oh, my God. What did you do?
I took it straight to the police station. There was a little bit of guilt about $5,000 and who was watching and didn't want to take any money, wanted to do the right thing. Long story short,
what?
Your phone just dropped out. Long story short, what happened?
Sorry. Returned the wallet. We took it to the police station. He went out and bought his motorbike, which was only $4,500. And then he called us back and gave us $500 for returning it because he now got his motorbike. So
that's nice. So the rightful owner got the cash back. Rob,
yeah, it was.
Rob, between us and obviously Geelong, how much was actually in the wallet?
That's a cheeky laugh. It's a cheeky laugh.
Tell you what, one advantage of me being on the heavier side of things is all of the food I eat.
Hey,
it's an enjoyment.
You're doing the 2 week weight loss challenge.
Hey, I'm comfortable with where I'm sitting.
Yeah,
it's okay to be on the larger side of life.
I would say you're not that large at the moment.
Thank you.
Because you see it in your face.
Yeah, my face really drops.
You're 100% of that. So I'm saying you're in a good paddock at the moment. Well, No. You're not in a good paddock. You're looking healthy.
Thank you. Yeah. But I'm okay with being on the larger side of life. I think it's important to feel that way for a little bit so you know what you're doing.
So long as you're comfortable in what you're
exactly
doing.
Exactly right.
It's all that matters.
If you're comfortable with how you look, then that's all that should matter. But one advantage of doing that is that all of the food I eat different types of food. So I don't really get bogged down. Like, you know, I'm not eating the same food to really blow out.
Oh, you try KFC, you try Macca's, you try all the fast foods.
They've all got options.
Yeah.
You know, make the right decision.
Hungry Jack's. Yum.
But across my journey, one food in particular that I really have latched onto is mushrooms.
Okay.
How do you feel about mushrooms?
Yeah, I don't hate. What sort of mushrooms?
Well, the edible sort.
Yeah, just the normal one. Well, they're all edible.
Aren't going to make you see things.
Yeah, no. I like them.
I really like them. So my steak is a mushroom sauce setup.
But I don't think they've got much flavour. I think they just have a rubbery texture.
I think the rubbery texture, there's a bit of a...
There's no flavour.
...aftertaste to a mushroom.
No, there isn't.
Well, there is.
I'm telling you, there isn't.
But my journey has gone from, you know, having them in my carbonaras to then putting it on a mushroom sauce.
Yeah.
And now on a regular, I'll have a mushroom burger. So what? I'll cook a whole like heirloom mushroom and then put it on a burger as the patty.
You're an idiot.
What? You've never had one, so don't.
You've got rid of the beef patty.
No, I don't get rid of it. I'm just saying that's an option for me. Sometimes
it's
I'll
a
get
supplement.
I'll get a mushroom patty.
Oh.
Have you ever had it? Go down to Grilled and have one.
I'm not. No.
I'll buy it for you just as a taste test.
Don't want it.
Yeah, but you'll try it.
No, I won't. I'm not trying that because that sounds so stupid.
New study suggests that mushrooms in your diet can slash your risk of getting cancer. 18 grams of mushrooms a day cuts your risk of developing cancers.
18 grams?
Yeah, 18 grams. So not much.
That's like two mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's not much at all.
Not much at all. Reduce the risk of developing cancer by 45%.
Wow.
45%.
How are they doing this research?
They reckon the superfood contains amino acid called ergothionine, which is a concentration of that, or having a high concentration of that will lower your cancer risk.
Jeez, if you hear that, it's worth...
Would you like the mushroom burger now?
I'll have two, thanks. I'll have two if that's all right. Mate, this has to be one of the greatest stories, I think. Actually, I'm not saying that. You said that once. You hyped up a story.
Haven't hyped, and I know what this story is, and I would agree this is one of the best tales to tell.
Yeah. Now, bear with me. A 66-year-old man. He's got the nickname Part-Time. They haven't revealed his name, but his nickname or code name, they're calling it, during the police investigation, is called Part-Time. Now, he earned a whopping $835,000 in wages in 15 years, but he wasn't working.
How much did he earn?
$835,000 over 15 years.
Continue talking.
Yeah, are you working out how much
that is a
year?
How much is it a year?
Oh, what,
$70,000? Oh, okay, so you haven't done it.
No, I've got no idea. Is it a bit over $70,000?
$53,000 a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice to do nothing.
Hey.
If you got 50,
what do you mean to do nothing?
Well, he wasn't working.
We haven't said that yet.
Well, he wasn't working.
Okay, thank you.
And he had that money coming in.
So he got 53 grand a year from a business for not working.
So he was originally working at an Italian hospital, but then took some time off and was using a variety of tactics to prevent returning from work. Now, when he was dealing with the director, they were trying to get him to come back.
Yeah.
And he was doing all the... I don't know how he was using tactics or what the tactics were.
Just saying, like, I'm sick.
Can't come in.
Like, now, use your leave.
The director, whilst dealing with part-time. The dude.
Cash money.
He resigned and didn't advise the person that was stepping in as the new director of what was going on. So part-time's flown under the radar for 15 years getting paid until alarm bells have sparked up in payroll being like, hang on, who's this dude? Why is he getting paid? He hasn't been in the hospital for 15 years. Now there's a
You mentioned a police investigation.
Now there's a police investigation that's been launched that's got to do with fraud because he's pretty much frauded the company for 15 years.
It's not... He can... it's stiff because while, yes, I acknowledge the fact that he was getting the money and he knew he was getting it for free, it's not his fault.
It's
not his job to go stop paying me.
It's the company.
It definitely is the company. He can just sit, like, I'll give you some advice. Say you're a consultant.
Yeah.
Say you just, you message colleagues or whatever and you said, this is what I was doing.
I was working from home for
15
years.
I was in touch with the director. It was an unresolved issue. I was waiting for them to reach out to me and they didn't.
Yeah.
So for 15 years, he's done nothing and he's been getting paid a weekly wage.
It sounds a bit like us. I reckon we could go off air. No one would know and be like, are those guys still on radio?
100. I have no doubt in my mind I can continue invoicing.
Yeah.
And no one would be any the wiser.
Yeah.
And I'd get a message. Sounding great, guys.
Yes. I teased this story saying, you know, something went missing, something was stolen during the week and it was returned. And during that song, you're like, yep, I know the story.
Oh, I'm all across it, but it doesn't mean you can't build it up.
But I can't believe, and you say, you actually told me the story. And
yeah.
I'm like, it must have been...
I know, listen to me.
It must have been in one ear and out the other because I just didn't even know that you told me.
I literally, you're like, oh, do you know the story? I'm like, what, I told you about it.
Yeah. But for those of you that may have been living under a rock, similar to me, a Big Bird costume from the circus got stolen in Adelaide. Now, this costume was worth $160,000.
Yeah, ridiculous. Like, what is it? Is it made of gold? The feathers are just...
No, but do you remember the circus that was in Geelong in Warm Ponds?
Mm.
The Sesame Street Circus?
Yeah.
It's obviously travelling around Australia, and that was the suit that was stolen. The Big Bird one.
I'm not disputing what the suit is. I'm disputing the price of the suit.
I know. It seems very outlandish. And I would argue that the people that stole the suit wouldn't know the value of it.
Oh, no way. You would think this is a bit of fun.
A bit of fun, bit of tongue-in-cheek. Let's steal Big Bird's costume. Now, they said it was stolen between 4:30 p.m. on Sunday the 18th and 9:30 a.m. Monday the 19th of April. So it's a big window there where it's gone missing.
Yeah, it's an odd window.
Yeah.
Like, when are your shows? Do you not do a show at night?
Yeah, I don't know, but obviously it copped a whole bunch of media attention.
Yeah, because Big Bird, you know, it's a children favourite.
Everyone loves Sesame Street.
Loves Sesame Street.
And the costume was returned with a little note as well.
What'd the note say?
It says, we are so sorry. We had no idea what we were doing or what our actions would cause. We were just having a rough time and trying to cheer ourselves up. We had a great time with Mr. Bird. He's a great guy and no harm came to our friend. Sorry to be such a big burden.
Burden spelled?
Bird.
Bird.
E-N.
Yeah. Nice. Well
sincerely, the Big Bird Bandits.
What?
Now, they haven't caught the blokes.
I was going to say, now this is where I want to know. Because it's been returned... No, if genuinely no harm's been done to it, do you close the case and go, well, let's just move on? Or are police continuing the search for the Big Bird thieves?
Well, I think they were saying that they captured them on CCTV footage wearing hoods and walking across to a park.
Yeah.
So they can't really identify them, but I think...
But do you continue the search?
No, you wouldn't.
Because then you've got two guys somewhere in South Australia that have the best story to tell.
What if the Cookie Monster one went missing?
What's the difference?
No, like tomorrow it goes missing or something.
And then they give it back like, really sorry. We didn't, like, we were the same as the Big Bird guys. We didn't know what we were doing either. No harm done.
Yeah, but you'd just follow the trace of cookie crumbs, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's bad. I know.
It is bad. It is bad. What are some more says? You can be the Grouch. Look, you're the Grouch. Oh, there God. We go. It's Andy and Ben. We promise we'll get better. That's ordinary. Sorry, guys.
I want you to support what I thought to be the case, and then I'll unfold.
You can't tell me how to feel about a story. I'll just be honest with the listeners.
I'm certainly not telling you how to feel. I'm just telling you to talk through the events.
Okay.
Now, Josh Jeans, who is a K-Rock regular,
yeah,
he does the afternoon show.
Correct, so he does.
Does appear from time to time. We catch up with him on the weekly,
yep.
Just to see how he is and catch up with him.
Touch base. We get along with him.
Now, I'd like you to support what I think to be the case.
Okay.
Last week on Monday, he said to us about the football, what?
He said, would you like to go to the footy?
He asked us.
Yes.
He said, hey, boys.
Let's go to the game. Because I go for the Cats, he goes for West Coast, and obviously we're a package deal, so you were going to come as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, how hard do you think he was going? On a scale of 0 to 100.
To convince us to go to the footy?
Yeah.
Not hard.
Okay.
I think it was more of a passing comment, hey, lads, do you want to go to the footy?
Yep. And then, do you reckon?
Oh, and then there was a message during the week saying, hey, I'm getting tickets.
Let us know by Wednesday.
He followed up, so he was serious about it, and I just said, no.
Right, and I came in. So what ended up happening was you didn't come because you had a project to do.
Yep.
I brought my partner, and he brought Herbie.
Yep.
So all get to the footy, and having a good time, we're all getting along, having a beer, responsibly, of course.
Good.
and... As the game unfolds, him being a West Coast supporter, you could see him slowly but surely getting a bit more disgruntled.
Every time
the Cats kicked a goal.
I was saying to Lou at home, I said, if you're a West Coast supporter, you're heading home by now. And Lou goes, I don't think there'd be any West Coast supporters left at
what time was that?
Stadium. Oh, I think that was just after halftime when they were up by about 55 points.
Guess what time Jeansy left?
Did he leave at halftime?
Just after halftime. He's like, I've had enough.
Jeansy,
you invited me. What do you mean you've had enough? I don't even support these teams.
You know what? I think that's fair. And
fair?
He
invited me.
I was going to send him a message yesterday just to really rub it in about the Cats. And I thought, no, I know how
it would
serious
be the other way.
Josh takes his footy. And the fact that I'm rubbing it in and I'm not there with you guys, I just feel like it's a bad idea. So I didn't message him.
He sent me a message at 3:30 when he was on a train saying perfect timing. As if he was so happy with himself that he left early. Well, okay, they lost by 100 points, but that's irrelevant.
I don't know. It takes a special type of human to leave a footy game early as well.
As soon as he left, the consensus was, even with the Cat supporters that we were with, we're in a bigger group.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying, geez, I hope West Coast come back.
Yeah, geez, well, that's the thing.
Because if you leave early and there's some sort of miracle. So we were all praying that
West Coast would kick a couple of goals.
But they were just bloody horrible.
So moral of the story, never go to the footy with Josh James.
No, next time Josh invites me somewhere, I'm just going to pack up early and say, I've got to go, mate.
Sorry.
Got somewhere to be.
Now, before we get out of here, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Thought of the Week this week, Benny.
Yes.
AFL is huge here within Australia.
Absolutely.
My thought is, isn't it weird that only a few years ago the AFL said, let's create two more clubs, that people decided to follow them? Because normally through birth, you are given your club. It's like, all right, your dad goes for the Geelong Cats, you will go for the Geelong Cats. Apart from your family, you are...
a mixed bag.
You are literally a mixed bag. But it is sort of from birth, you've got a club. So it's weird that these clubs have a fan base.
Yeah, it is weird. But I guess, if you're analysing it like that, they put these new teams in places that aren't necessarily heavy football fans.
Yeah.
So then they go, well, I'm not really into it, but hey, we've got a team now.
I know someone that's lived in Brizzy. Well, we both know someone that's lived in Brizzy for 6 years, five years.
Yeah.
Went for the Cats. And now because she lives up in Brizzy, she has
said... Brisbane Lions supporter.
I'm a Brisbane Lions supporter.
So there's people out there like that, mate. It's weird.
Anyway, that's just my thought. Make sure you like... My thought is, also, why aren't people liking and subscribing to our podcast?
Because from birth, they weren't told to.
Yeah, all right. Well, do what you want to do. Enjoy today. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy whatever you're doing. See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KROQ 955.